Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 18th of February. The Financial Times is reporting that ECB President Lagarde intends to step down before the end of their term to ensure that a successor is chosen before next year's presidential election in France. This report does not change very much in the near term. The ECB is locked in a process of masterful inactivity, and that would be unlikely to change anytime soon. Lagarde's successor does obviously matter in the long term. There is even the possibility that this time they appoint an economist to the role, and that, of course, would be a great idea. The more jobs there are for economists, the better the world is. The nature of the ECB policy-making council, a vast and unwieldy entity, means that leadership in the ECB assumes extra importance in terms of setting policy direction and the overall tone that is to be communicated to markets. Of course, political skills are also necessary, given that the ECB is in the very unusual situation of being a central bank without a fiscal counterpart, or indeed without a fiscal union to help make the monetary union function. In the United Kingdom, January inflation data was broadly as expected. Service and core inflation a fraction higher, but there wasn't a very convinced consensus around those particular figures. The technical distortion of airfares in December arising from prices being collected at an inopportune time was reversed this month as expected. However, the Bank of England may choose to focus on the producer price data, which showed some input price deflation and static output prices on the month. That does hint, at least, at further moderation of inflation at a consumer price level in the future. Things like consumer prices for clothing and household furniture, which, of course, have not been subject to additional tariffs in the UK, have remained in deflation. The United States is giving industrial and manufacturing production data. Manufacturing production did actually rise in 2025, but not very strongly. And that's something that is somewhat surprising, given the manufacturing investment boom of the Biden era. Of course, manufacturing employment continues to fall in the States as a trend, but that tells us very little, other than the fact that the automation process makes manufacturing more capital intensive and less labour intensive. Sectors like autos have been disrupted and seen weaker output. Manufacturing is not a huge part of the US economic story, and so the expected growth today is not likely to change much, but it does tend to have a disproportionate political impact. We'll also get the release of the US Federal Reserve minutes later today. The political pressures surrounding the Fed at the moment and the views of Fed Chair nominee Warsh add some extra interest to the release of the minutes. In particular, Warsh's belief that the balance sheet of the Fed needs to shrink. Warsh will have to use their reputation to help build a coalition of support in favour of that. And so getting a sense of who may side with Warsh already would be helpful. Warsh's reputation may not be sufficient to pull together support if other members of the Fed are not already on board with this particular ideology. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product.
The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.